Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz. Only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another great show. It's going to be super exciting because I hope you guys are ready for it. We're talking about crazy stuff today.
We always talking about crazy stuff. But the topics for today, guys, is we're going to do a continuation of the anime topic we did yesterday because we couldn't finish it off. So we'll finish it off this episode. Also, we're going to be talking about Hulu and Netflix, what they're up to. And we're going to talk about a girl that fakes being pregnant for 10 months. So, guys, we're going to start off with Hulu and Netflix. Don't we just all love Hulu and Netflix? It's like one of the best inventions ever made. It's such a great idea to, you know, seamlessly stream movies and TV straight at home. We all love it. We all do it. You know, Netflix and chill. Woohoo! Chris, tell me what you think about Hulu and Netflix first, and I'll let you know what they're up to.
All right, well, you already know that Hulu and Netflix is probably one of the greatest inventions ever. I mean, whoever came up with that, where I can watch all the new shows or movies, you know, that are out and I can just watch them, it's crazy. And they have a large selection of this. Like, for example, if I miss one of my shows that I watch all the time, Hulu most likely has it on the next day so I can just go on Hulu and watch it. Or if I'm fiending for a movie that I want to see, freaking Netflix has a large gallery of movies. I mean, why would you even leave your house to go anywhere when you have Hulu and Netflix? I mean, I think they put Blockbuster out of business because once Netflix came out, there was nobody leaving to go rent movies anymore. It's just, bam, Netflix, hello, $12, about maybe $10 to $12 a month, and you have movies for days. So I love it. I'm, like, right before we came on the show, we were on Hulu. So that just goes to show you what we think about it.
Exactly. And now let me tell you a little something about Netflix that I read. Apparently, Netflix has announced that they'll be losing thousands of movies, mostly in favor.
Well, I guess Netflix is going to do something crazy. But since Jay cut out really quick, let me tell you what Hulu's up to. Apparently, Hulu is going to have a $12 per month ad-free version of its content. Because I know that we hate the ads that Hulu has. And now, finally, just to keep up with Netflix and the like, they're going to have an ad-free version of itself for $12 a month, which they're going to start doing, which is pretty cool. Don't like the ads, but otherwise I love Hulu. So I might have to upgrade to the $12 a month version. And now, Jay, since he's back, finish telling these people what Netflix is doing.
All right. First, I just want to say that this is a genius idea from Hulu. Because first, they have good content on there. Not to mention, they play the latest episodes and TV that we watch today. So most people are on Hulu to watch their content. And they're already paying the whatever the subscription is a month. And now if you get the fact that you get to cut out the commercials to pay a little bit extra, I think that's genius because now they're going to make more money just by cutting out commercials, which they could have been doing that, like Netflix has already done it. So they're hopping on with Netflix and getting paid more for it. So I think it's a genius idea. But what Netflix is doing is apparently they're losing thousands of movies in favor pretty much of their own content, and also because they didn't renew a contract with Epix, who is a provider of a lot of their biggest hitting blockbuster movies that they have on there. So, I mean, they're going to be losing a lot of movies from their library. But this could be a good or bad thing. The good thing, it gives them more options to promote or release their original content. However, a lot of people go on Netflix to see these high blockbuster movies. So do you think it's going to hurt them or help them in the end?
To me, it really depends how good the Netflix original content is. I mean, so far they've had a lot of success with the shows on there, like Orange is the New Black and Daredevil, just to name two. But I like the movies that are on Netflix. I mean, if they're going to discard some of them, then their Netflix original content has to be really good. And they can't lose an abundance of good films, because originally the thing that made them was that people went on Netflix to watch movies, and movies, not just newer movies, but older movies, because Netflix has a wide variety of different types of films. So to me, it's a double-edged sword. I like Netflix's original content. I like what they've done with it so far. I'm going to keep watching it. But I don't want to see movies that I would have had the chance to watch, and now I won't be able to watch it. It's going to hurt a little bit, because now I won't get to see some of the films I might have wanted to see, but I don't think it's going to be a huge deal. It really depends on what films that they take away, you know?
Well, so some films that they've already confirmed to be losing are The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, World War Z, and Transformers: Age of Extinction. Those are the only movies that were mentioned that they'd be losing, but there's also going to be, like I said, thousands of movies that are going to be taken off. And Sarandos, who is one of the people in Netflix, he says, while many of these movies are popular, they are also widely available on cable and other subscription platforms at the same time, as they are on Netflix and subject to the same drawn-out licensing.
I don't think that that's fair to lose those movies. I actually, all of those movies are some of my favorites. I freaking love The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. That movie is amazing to me, and for them to take it down, it kind of hurts. Not to mention, I love the Transformers series as a whole, so I'd rather them not take it down. But if they're going to take it down, then I'm going to have to watch it on cable, like they say. But I'd rather. Netflix is just so much easier to find it. It's available there. There's no commercials. You can just look it up in the search, and bam, it's there. So, I don't know. I guess they're going to do what they're going to do, but now that you've told me some of the films that are coming down, it hurts a little bit. It depresses me a little bit.
Yeah, but it has also been revealed that Epix now signed a new agreement with Hulu. So all the movies that Netflix is losing, Hulu will be picking up pretty much. So this might look like a major win for Hulu, but Netflix was already looking to move away from just purely distribution and, you know, create more of their original content. So this is a good and bad for Netflix. I mean, because they wanted to move in the direction that they're moving. However, one of the main reasons that people go on Netflix is to watch these big blockbuster movies.
Well, you have just put a smile on my face, because we have both Hulu and Netflix. So, yay, Hulu's picking them up, so I'm happy again. But, you know, most people don't have both, but they should get both because both of them are awesome. But, Jay, you know what's also kind of funny? Our next topic, which is a girl pretends to be pregnant for over 10 months. Jay, have you heard this story, and what do you think about it?
I have not heard this story, but I just find it crazy how I don't know how messed up in the head you got to be to fake something that big. Like, it's a big deal to be pregnant. And then you're going to go fake it for 10 months, almost the entire pregnancy. Well, it's more longer than the entire pregnancy. And you're telling me that she faked it for 10 months. I can't believe that. What was she thinking? And, I mean, was she not getting bigger? Was she getting fatter? What was going on? Was she putting a pillow underneath her shirt? Like, how'd she fake that?
Okay, so this is the story. Essentially, an unnamed 16-year-old girl from Wyandotte, Michigan, she faked the pregnancy for 10 months. Now, the family started with her family only growing suspicious once the 9 months finished. So apparently she was hiding this for the first 9 months, but once 9 months passed, that's when her family and friends started to get suspicious of her. The reason she was able to get away with this because she wore a fake belly, and she had fake pictures of the sonogram and everything. So she was going out of her way
to fake this pregnancy, like, and make it, like, epic, because no one knew about it, apparently, until after the 9 months. Her boyfriend, whose name is Jordan Wyrabeats, well, he has a weird last name, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but he said that he was actually getting excited for parenthood. He went out of the way, and he had no idea that she was faking, which is the case, I want to say, for most of the guys, is when these girls lie about, you know, faking their pregnancy. But he said that he goes on to say, I started looking for jobs the best I could, and I was ready to donate all my time. So his girlfriend meticulously planned her fake pregnancy using the fake belly and having the ultrasound pictures of the babies. And she even gave the babies names because supposedly she was having triplets. She named them Ivan, Alice, and Isabella. She had a baby shower and everything. Local church groups and Facebook groups were providing gifts and thousands of dollars in donations. So she kept this going, even with the donations and everything coming in. But then, once the 9 months were up and no babies, and she didn't have any of the babies yet, her boyfriend and his boyfriend and her boyfriend's mom started to grow suspicious because, like, that's just weird, you know? So eventually they started looking into it. They had, like, detectives look into the whole pregnancy, and eventually the girlfriend claimed that she had a miscarriage, that she actually was pregnant and ended up having a miscarriage. And she said at first she was adamant about her being pregnant, even when everyone was questioning her. But then when the detectives got involved and started, you know, snooping around, she ended up saying that she had the miscarriage after 6 weeks or something like that. So now the boyfriend's family saying they're gonna give back all the donations and gifts that they received because obviously it's not right to keep that under false pretenses. So they're going to give all that back. And now everyone is in the light that she was faking, but she was sticking with the story until it all blew up in her face. So I guess that's essentially what happened. But that I don't know. It's like, I just find this story in general, like, why? What is the point of this? Why do girls do that in general? Is it to keep the boyfriend around? Maybe she thinks that he's going to leave her at some point. Is it to provide a spark in their relationship? Does she just want something like a headline in her life? I don't know. Like, what do you have to be thinking to just do this and, like, tell everyone a lie, like, of this magnitude? Because that's crazy. Like, to say you're pregnant, that's, like, one of the biggest things in anyone's life, in a woman's life, and in the father's life. That's a huge thing. Why lie about that? I just find that, like, ridiculous. There's no point in doing any of that. So, I don't know. I think that whole stunt in general is ridiculous. But, like, I know for a fact, if my girlfriend ever did that to me, it would be over on the spot. That's crazy. Like, you're not going to lie to me or my family about something crazy like that.
Yeah, I agree. I would have broken up with her right then and there.
I mean, there's no other way to put it, right? Like, that's what you got to do. You don't get lied to about something like that and not break up with her. What is this girl thinking? I mean, I'm bet sure she is sure happy they're not putting her name in all these tabloids because I'm sure a lot of people would have something to say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how she thought she could get away with something like that for that long. I mean, after, like, the first month or two, she should have just said, listen, I was lying, sorry. But even...
I mean, supposedly she was pregnant in the beginning, though. Like, she's sticking with the story that she was pregnant and after 6 weeks she had a miscarriage. I don't know if that's true at all, but that's the story she's going with. So maybe, I don't want to call her a complete liar, but maybe she was pregnant at one point. But who knows? Like, only she really knows. Yeah, this story in general is just a really weird one. Like, why go through all the trouble of doing this at all? Because in my mind, like, you gain nothing from this. And then when people find out, you just look like a liar, and it makes you look really bad. Like, she looks really bad right now. I don't know how, like, after time, people will forget. But people are, like, I mean, they won't forget, but they'll let it go. You know, you'll be able to gain their acceptance again.
That's the best I can say about her future. Like, I don't think this is going to turn out well. But anyway, guys, it's about time for that commercial break. We'll be back with the second half of our show, so get ready and join us when the commercial break's over.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Radio, welcome back, guys, to our from commercial break to Cruise Control with your hosts Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the second half. You know, this is going to be an exciting second half. I think every show is exciting. I hope you guys agree. Because, you know, I'm ready to have fun. Jay, what you think?
I'm always ready to have fun. I hope you guys like what we talk about because we like talking about it. We talk about whatever we want, anything that interests us. So, which in most cases is like movies, TV shows, video games, anything on the news that we found interesting, any article we read. We just talk about random things. Like we say in one of our commercials, we're opening up Pandora's box. And yes, we said Pandora's box. But my brother said that he came up with that. Anyway, guys, we're back to the second half of our show, and we're going to be continuing our anime topic that we talked about last show. We got a little bit rushed there at the end, and we didn't feel like we did it enough justice. So we're coming back to
Yeah, like Jay is saying, we're coming back to finish the topic because yesterday just wasn't enough time. You know, it went by so fast, and we feel like we didn't get to fulfill you with anime knowledge. So now we're going to tell you a little bit about what, like last show, we ended up telling you about five popular animes that we find you would like. And then we ended up giving you some not so well-known ones that we also thought you were like. But today, we're going to give you a wider variety of different types of anime, so you guys might get into it and watch it and see what we actually think about it. Because last episode, yeah, we did talk about a lot of fantasy action type anime. So we might change it up a little bit today. So Jay, what you got? What's the first one?
So the first one I got that's a little bit different. It's mostly a comedy in my opinion. It's probably not that well known, but me and my brother saw it not too long ago, and we thought it was one of the funniest things animes we've seen, and that is called Bakken Test. It's about this guy who's pretty much like an idiot, but everyone likes him because he's so honest and joyful and whatnot. And they attend an academy, and they use like little miniature figures to fight. And it's all about class ranking. And the better the class or the higher the ranking you are, the better your education is and the more things you get for your education. For example, if you're in the worst class, you don't get desks, you don't get books, you get like a little mat, and you have to sit there pretty much and learn the best way you can. While if you're in the best class, you get all the things that you can hope to want. So it's a funny anime. It's a little different, and they do have, like, small little battles. Pretty funny. Me and my brother loved it.
Yeah, just to go along with what you're saying, that show is hysterical. I can watch it all day. Now, if just to, like, fill in the blanks, they fight with familiars, and they battle each other, like Jay was saying, for class ranking. It's really funny. The main character is an overall idiot. He's really entertaining, and you'll just have fun with it. Now, to go into a different category, if you guys like the very strategic, thoughtful, thriller-type animes, then I got one for you that's amazing. Now, for you guys, this is one of the shorter animes, so you don't have to waste your whole life watching it, but it's super entertaining. It's called Death Note. Now, it's a very suspenseful type of anime. Like, it'll have you thinking, oh, how are they going to get out of this? How are they going to get out of that? Because both of the protagonists are always trying to outthink each other, and it's really entertaining. And it's very suspenseful because you never know what's going to happen. So pretty much a regular kid who's unhappy with the way the world is finds a book called the Death Note. Now, the Death Note allows him to kill anyone that he writes their name into the book, and he can pick how they die, and the power gets to him. And he becomes essentially a killer. And then they get a very famous detective to try and catch him. So you have the one brilliant lead that's trying to change the world by killing people. And then you have the detective who's also a genius trying to catch him. It's very suspenseful and it's really fun. So, Jay, what you got next?
So next, I'm going to go with something we saw pretty recently. It was very entertaining. It's going back to the it's an action adventure anime. However, it's one of the most well-known and popular ones in the last year, probably the most popular one, and we're going with Attack on Titan. Now, if you haven't heard about Attack on Titan, you've been living under a rock, because even though it's an anime and not many people are into animes, or if you're not into anime, still, you've probably heard of it because they came out with the movie right after the anime came out in Japan, and they're thinking about trying to come out with the movie here in the States. Now, it's about, essentially, people are living in a world where there are giants, you know, who go around killing and eating people,
They don't know why. They don't know why the Giants do that, but they're just trying to live normal lives. The main character, his parents die on a giant attack. Him and his friends train to become military soldiers that use 3D maneuvering devices to beat the Giants. And then as the episodes go on, you find out secrets and something about the main character that he didn't even know about himself. And it's very compelling. The story is really good, and the action sequences are even better. So it was the most watched anime in the last year. Yeah, just to capitalize on that, just for guys who don't understand, just a picture Game of Thrones with high-tech devices. Because, they're not battling for kingdoms or anything, but it is very grisly. And it's like no one is off limits. Everyone is fair game to get eliminated in that show. So don't get attached to the characters, please, because they won't be around for long. Let's move on. Yeah, right? Like, that's one thing you can say about that show. They will not be around for long.
So, I agree. That show is so savage, they're just willing to take out anybody.
Yeah, like, most cartoons or anime in general, you feel like you have a general sense of safety anyway, that the main characters or the characters you love are going to be around for the entire series run, or at least most of it. But in some, there's these some shows that just, rock the boat, they destroy your whole plane of thinking because they go ahead and they just destroy everyone. Everyone is fair game. Everyone dies. It's like what do I believe in anymore? Like, why are they ruining my life? Because, you get attached to a character and then they kill them off and then you just cry for the rest, like for a couple months, like if a loved one died. It's really sad. And they just have a couple animes like this, and this is one of the front runners that go ahead and they just do this to you and they don't even care.
They play with my emotions.
Exactly, right? Okay, so let's move on. How about, what do you think we're missing, Jay? Anything? So there are horror ones that if you guys are into horror-type anime or weirdly drawn-type anime, like, for example, if you want some interesting artwork, I would recommend Soul Eater. They have an interesting style in that show that I'm sure a lot of you guys would enjoy. It's a very action-oriented type anime, and it's very cool. I don't know if we brought this one up on the last show, but I just wanted to bring this one up again if we haven't because of the way it's drawn. It's very interesting and different than normal anime are drawn,
Yeah, it's very. I really appreciate it when I saw it. Most animes are drawn a typical way, and then you'll see every once in a while anime drawn differently or animated differently, and this is one of them. It's more cartoonish style-like, but I love the look of it, and I think you'll guys find it beautiful, too, when you watch it. Because, when you start watching anime, there is a typical sense of how it is drawn, but this is one of the ones that changes how the style is, and I appreciated that, and I actually preferred it. And not to mention, it was also a really good show. It's funny, action-filled. You guys will enjoy it. So
exactly.
We're trying to give
you... I'm sorry, but for those of you who are into the fantasy genre and love video games, I recommend two animes for you really quickly. One, first one's called Log Horizon. It's about they venture into a fantasy world, kind of like Sword Art, and they get trapped there trying to get out. Another one would be called No Game, No Life, where essentially someone, a god, brings a brother and sister into a game to try and have fun and live in a new world, which is pretty cool.
Now, guys, there are thousands and thousands of anime out there, so just read which ones you want to watch and pick whatever interests you, because I'm sure you'll find some that we haven't even talked about that interests you, because there are so many out there.
Okay, guys, it's about time for that rap recap. This is one of our favorite parts of our show. So I hope you guys are ready, because it's about time to end it. So here we go with the rap recap, guys. Okay. Fake and being pregnant, what are you thinking? Never ends well, got your family blinking while your boyfriend heart's sinking. Hulu and Netflix, though, will make it all better. So many movies and shows, they all winners. Anime before and anime again, so much to talk about, it never ends. Glad you guys liked it and glad you guys listened. Today's show's on point, got my rhymes glistening. See y'all tomorrow for another great show. Hope y'all excited, man. It's time to go.
Later, guys.
Now shut up and drive.